I've been waking up and taking a few moments when I first place my feet on the floor. I sit on the edge of my bed and take some deep breaths, and I try to sense that moment of moving from the horizontal to the vertical. Just before that, while still horizontal, even with my eyes closed, I sing to myself, Elohai neshama shena tata bi tehor rahi. God of my soul, thank you for refreshing my soul in the night and bringing her back to me renewed. And then I place my feet on the floor and sing, Moda ani lifanecha, melechai v'kayam. I'm grateful. I am grateful before you. The pause when my feet hit the floor is accentuated these days by two sources. One from the Talmud, Masechet Brachot, the section on blessings, page 60b, if you want to take a peek. When the morning routine in our traditional sources is described that upon hearing the crow of a rooster, the ancient alarm clock, people would sing, Elohai neshama shenata tabi. And then, when your foot meets the floor, you should say, Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam rokah haaretz al hamayim. Blessed is the one who sets out the ground underneath my feet. The second source, more contemporary, comes from talking with our Introduction to Judaism students, some of who are here tonight. In the past few months, I've had the honor of learning with them about Hanukkah and prayer and God, Shabbat, festivals, and even last night we talked for 2 hours about death and, of course, life. It was in our conversation about prayer that I offered them the project, and I'm going to offer it to you tonight, to select a morning routine moment of your morning where you can bring attention and contemplation to it. For those of you, again, who are interested in playing along at home, it's ideal if it's a physical moment, some moment where something physical becomes activated. Perhaps it's the first grasp of your cup of coffee in the morning, first time you sit in your car as you head into the office, close your child's lunchbox, pass a certain tree on your walk or your run, or first look into your partner's eyes. So I invite you right now, here, to hone in on a micro moment of your morning. Pick one that you can feel or sense in your body, and you do it every day. I'm going to give you a couple seconds to pick your micro morning moment. Something you do every day that has a physical component. In the morning, it might take a second, but you do it every day. Now that you have one, I hope, I invite you to consider a type of attention that you'd like to give to that moment. It could be that you take 3 deep breaths, that you sing happy birthday just because. You could say the Shema with your eyes closed. You could stop and place your hand on your heart or your stomach. So take a few moments to visualize your morning moment and pick the type of attention that you want to put to that moment, the gesture, you might say. Nod your head if you've got your moment and your gesture. Okay. Now, as I offered to our Introduction to Judaism students, I invite you to try this practice, the practice that you just created, for a week. Just give it a go, go all in, and share with me or a friend or anyone you'd like how the experience unfolded. No pressure, obviously. It might feel pretty strange to place your hand on your cup of coffee in a dedicated way and close your eyes. Others might think you're a little loony when on your morning walk you stand in front of the same tree and stare at the bark for a week every day. Some might get a little concerned when you pause before turning on your car and place your hands on your heart. But I invite you to give it a whirl, to take the practice that you just created and give it a go. Try to notice your own inner experience and increasingly leverage these few seconds in the morning to ground yourself into your body, into your heart, into your sense of spirit. Shabbat, these 25 hours, this window, is one of our people's, I feel, greatest gifts to civilization. These hours where Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel says we create a palace in time. And yet, it seems humble and realistic to recognize that we have to build that palace one brick at a time. And so this moment of attention, I feel, has the possibility to become one of those bricks, one of those building blocks to slow us down, to reconnect us with Source, with the sensory experience of breathing, of feeling our feet, of noticing the temperature on our skin, of connecting with those we love. In the Torah, the first thing that's called kadosh, the first thing that's called holy, isn't a mountain. It isn't a great leader. It isn't even the Torah itself. It's Shabbat. It's a time. It's a series of moments, 25 hours of moments. So in your hands right now, or on the table right outside, are these prayer cards with the morning blessings on them. To give you a running start, if you choose to take on this mission, as they say, with either your own prayer practice or this one, I wanted to give us all a test drive together tonight to go through these blessings. And again, no problem if you don't know the melodies. Perhaps you will write your own tune, or maybe you'll just focus on one word and read it in any language that you'd like. You can place this card near your bed, near your clock, to remind us about the potential to cultivate sacred time. And then as the days go on, you can keep your eyes closed, maybe add Elohai or say Mode Ani when your feet touch the floor. So for tonight, we'll imagine that it's tomorrow morning, we're cozy in our beds, and we hear that rooster crowing. It might be our alarm, it might be a child calling us, or the sun or the rain streaming outside of our window. So join me in these prayers. Elohai neshama shenatata b'tehor rahi. Elohai neshama shenatata b'tehor Rahi, that's all there is. Elohai neshama shenatata b'teho. Rahi. Elohai neshama shenatata b'teho. Rahi. So I look forward, we look forward to hearing about your magic morning moment and how this experiment with attention and intention unfolds. Remember that the magic is likely not external, but rather a heightening of awareness, insight, and perhaps even perspective inside of each of us. So my prayer is that these magical moments bring us closer to each other and to the source. Shabbat shalom.